Hey everybody, it's July 1st, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson and this is Frog Pants Daily. Man, I cannot get enough of sneaky cowboys sneaking around, stabbing you in the neck and throwing you in the bush. And if you think this sounds weird or you don't know what I'm talking about, let me explain further. I am playing Desperados 3. I almost said 2. 3, a fantastic video game where you play a cowboy, and the cowboy, sometimes a girl, and sometimes other people that aren't really cowboys. They're kind of slightly different archetypes in the Old West, but you sneak around and you take dudes out. Do you remember the Commandos games of the 90s? Do you remember a couple years ago, this same company made a game called Shadow Tactics? Well, it's one of those, and it's fan-freaking-tastic, and you should play it. All right, let's get to it. Fortnite in the news. Fortnite is out of early access. I don't know if you guys heard. It is no longer access. It's out of access. Well, that's not true. You can have full access to it. It's just not early anymore. It's no longer a beta or an alpha. It's a fully playable video game, and it's out of early access right now. Woo! It's a real boy. But you're asking yourselves, what about that save the world mode? Remember that the game was supposed to be in the first place and then it turned into this battle royale? Well, it's no longer free to play. So if you want that bit, you got to buy that bit. And they're slowing down development on it while focusing on the main battle royale part of the ship. All right, let me say this about Save the World will no longer, and I quote, be able to support all battle pass and battle royale cosmetic purchases. But your existing libraries of cosmetics will continue to function on both modes, unquote. That means if you bought stuff in regular battle royale mode, even though technically the game was originally save the world mode, and then there was this battle royale mode that came, but it took over, right? We're done. Save the world, no one cares, or at least not as many people care. But the deal was, at the time, is you could move any unlocks you had on one and move it to the other. They're going to stop that. You're no longer going to be able to do that moving forward. But like they said, your older stuff, you can still interoperate and have go back and forth. Your cool little pink leotards or whatever it is that you've unlocked in that game. While Epic said the new content for Save the World will slow down, quote, the adventure doesn't end here for Save the World, it continued on their blog. All paid founders will have their founders packs upgrades to the next level and unlock all rewards, including the upgraded pack, free courtesy of home base. Ultimate Edition owners will be granted the new Metal Team Leader Pack and 8,000 V-Bucks. If any of that made sense to you, you're a Fortnite player. Fortnite Save the World mode is also getting a new feature called Ventures. That sounds all right. A season-long excursion that takes place in a seasonal zone with new and unique modifiers to tackle. Each seasonal venture will have its new challenges, where players can earn seasonal experience and seasonal rewards. Ventures will also issue in a new annual season schedule, Epic says. Here's another quote. As we roll out Ventures, we're shifting to an annual recurring seasonal schedule where existing in-game narratives and events, such as Frost Knight and Dungeons, will continue on seasonal rotation unique to Save the World and separate from the Battle Royale. This is according to Polygon.com. All right, I have some thoughts on this. Just a couple of little, tiny little thoughts. I think they're smart not to drop the Save the World bit because I don't think Battle Royale is got the longest tail. I think it's huge now, and even now it's a little less than it was, and it will become a little less than it was. And eventually, you need to differentiate yourself and have some diversity in your lineup. And even though Epic's done some stuff with, we got our own store now on PC, and we're selling games over there, and they got other things happening. Of course, their engine continues to be a huge draw. Really, all the money right now is in Fortnite. So what do you do with that Fortnite money? You take that money, and you diversify and make a bunch of other games. So I believe, I could be wrong, none of this has been made official, but I think that Epic has 2 or 3 other titles in the works, kind of like Riot did recently, where they finally said, we can't exist forever as the League of Legends company. We have to have some other stuff to do. I think that Epic's in that same position, and they probably have things ready to go in the chamber, and they're going to let us know about those soon. I also think they're going to work on other modes to the existing game because Battle Royale ain't going to cut it in the longest run. Eventually, you're going to age out. These 12-year-olds are going to be 50 going, I don't want to play that anymore. So you got to give them something new to do. Nintendo's president, and his name is spelled funny, so I'm going to try my best. His name is Shuntaro Fukawa. Thank you very much. He has apologized for Joy-Con drift, as if it was his own responsibility. The president of the company talked about the company's continual issues with Joy-Con drift during a financial question and answer session that was just posted. He said the company apologizes, and then followed up by saying they're working on making this tech better for production for all of its products. For those unaware, Nintendo's facing a class action lawsuit filed here in the U.S. last year, last July. In fact, we're almost coming up on a year. Both my daughter and I have super drifty Joy-Cons at this point, so I guess we'd be a part of this class action suit. I don't know. Let me give you the full quote as translated by Kotaku.com. Regarding the Joy-Con, we apologize for any trouble caused to our customers. We are continuing to aim to improve our products, but as the Joy-Con is the subject of a class action lawsuit in the United States, and this is still a pending issue, we would it like to refrain from responding about any specific actions. In other words, we have a pending lawsuit. We can't talk about stuff. That's normal. It's fine. Should be noted again that Nintendo began issuing free repairs for controllers afflicted by this problem shortly after the lawsuit about a year ago. This does not apply to the Switch Lite, which released in September of last year. This is their small handheld only version of the Switch. I have mine around here someplace. Don't know where I put it. But notably in this case, the Joy-Cons are built into the system. I haven't seen any drift, but apparently some have. Now those are added to the big lawsuit. And they cannot be replaced or unattached or tweaked without a complete overhaul of the system. Also, you can't do this stuff on your own, although some have tried, I'm sure, but I can't. Anyway, I hope they get their crap together. Here's what I think. I have a light, and I'm worried about it falling apart. So I've been real careful with the Animal Crossing, going, all right, get your fruit, but don't do it too crazy. Don't go too fast there, Jimmy. Let's just go around that tree and shake it a little bit, you know, with the left stick. My hope is that I've been gentle enough, gingerly using my stick enough, that when that new Paper Mario game comes out, I'll be all set to go and I won't have to worry about any of this. Because in the end, it's all about me. But let's say it gets worse with the lights. Will Nintendo have to replace entire units since these aren't easy to repair? Besides, the repair stations or locations kind of shut down for the pandemic. So I don't know what any of that means or has an impact on this. But yeah, are you just going to give me a new light? Maybe I'm okay with that. But how long will it take yet? Like, there are a lot of questions about that. And also, lastly, I would say the company responsible for making the first mainstream everyone's got to have one analog stick on the N64. Well, ahead of everybody else, before Sony's DualShock and all that, I know Sega had their Saturn thing for nights and all that. But I'm not talking about that. You know, that thing was the first big dude on the market. You'd think them, creators of a mainstream analog stick solution for a controller, would have this figured out. What the crap? Lastly today, the PlayStation 4 version of Last of Us 2 will not get any kind of DLC, story DLC. Last game, part one, did. This one, they said, won't. I'll give you a quote. Writer-director Neil Druckmann told Kinda Funny that Last of Us Part 2 won't have any story DLC. If you remember, Part 1 in 2013 received two story DLC packs, but they have no plans for it here. Not knowing too much about story in Part 2, so I don't know. But maybe there's some stuff in there that's spoilery, if we knew it, that would make it so story DLC is impossible. Maybe the world ends and no one's around. Maybe there's no story to tell. What is it going to be? One mushroom head guy walking around going, and he's the only one, and that's your story? What will happen is this. Naughty Dog says they will expand the game's multiplayer mode in some sort or some way in the future. They're saying it could even be a separate online experience down the road, a standalone game. My take on that is PlayStation 5, here's what they do. PlayStation 5 gets an up-resed, up-affected, better, faster loading version of the game, gets re-released on the PlayStation 5, and as part of that, they introduce the online multiplayer, which now you can get because you're buying the game again, or you can buy just that part separately because they need to make money. All I'm asking is please, please, don't make me kill dogs. All right, time for our first email of this show. I told you yesterday I'd like to start getting your emails, and we can start doing that again right now. Send your emails in to scott@frogpants.com, or you can go to the site frogpantsplays.com and hit the contact link, and link, whatever you want to call it, and send me a message there. Leaks Awakening. Anyway, this one is from Harold Ska. Or no, you know what? It's Harold Skate. I get it now. It's Harold SK8. Skate. I now finally get it. Anyway, he's from Columbus, Ohio, and he says this. Hey, Scott, I love what you're doing with Frog Pants Plays daily so far, so keep it up. Well, thanks, man. It's only been one, but yeah, sure. I have a question. Do you think Halo Infinite will even come close to being the thing we all hope it is? I'm worried that we have pushed everything out of a Halo game you can, and anything else is going to be kind of samey. What do you think? Well, Harold Skate. Yeah, I have the same concern. That's all I have to say about that. I have the exact same concern. I mean, I don't know. They may pull it out and totally blow our minds, but we just don't know enough about it. Microsoft's shown so very little, and that thing's supposed to be out this year, right? It's supposed to come out with the Xbox Series X. Do I still have that right? Has anyone checked? Has anyone called Microsoft? Is that still a thing? I don't know. We live in Zoom town now. Nobody knows anything. We have to wait for them to tell us. Anyway, thanks for your email. Please send more. Scott at frogpants.com or, again, the website, frogpantsplays.com. All right, today of little consequence is this. I've been playing the game Shakedown Hawaii. I got it for free, I have to admit, on the Epic Store. It was one of their weekly free games, and it's great. It's sort of a Grand Theft Auto, but played in old 16-bit graphics, and it's over the top and ridiculous and lots of stuff to do, and I really like it. It's fun, but I thought it might be cool if you guys got to see what it looks like when you blow up a van in that game. So here's a van blowing up in Shakedown Hawaii. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you for watching. If you like what you see, upvote it. Say that you like it. Say something in the comments if you want. Send me those emails. Go to the site and contact me there. Whatever you want to do. The website is frogpantsplays.com. If you really like what you see, help support it by going over to patreon.com/frogpants. That'll do it. Thanks very much. See you guys tomorrow. I'm saying 1-2. What are you saying to me? I got a little cough. It's not the corona. No longer will you be able to support all upcoming... let me do that again. Ventures will also usher in a new annual season's... Nintendo. Here's a quote. Gosh dang it. That The Last of Us Part 2 won't have any story. The DLC.